नमस्ते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 60, Text 38, Chapter entitled Krishna teases Rukmini Tvam vai samasta purushartmayam phalatma यद्वांछयासु मतयो विसृजन्ति कृत्स्नम्। तेषां विभो समुचितो भवत समाज पुंस स्त्रियाश्च रतयो सुख दुखी नोर्न। त्वं वै समस्त पुरुषार्थमयं फलात्मा यद्वांछयासु मतयो विसृजन्ति कृत्स्नम्। तेषां विभो समुचितो भवत समाज पुंस स्त्रियश्च रतयो सुख दुखिनोर्न। त्वं वै समस्त पुरुषार्थमयं फलात्मा यद्वांछयासु मतयो विसृजन्ति कृत्स्नम्। तेषां विभो समुचितो भवत समाज पुंस स्त्रियाश्च रतयो सुख दुखिनोर्न। Matajis, Tvam, you. Vai, indeed. Samasta, all. Purusha, of human life. Artha, of the goals. Maya, comprising. Phala, of the ultimate goal. Atma, the very self. Yat, for whom. Vanchaya, out of desire. Sumataya, intelligent persons. Visrijanti, discard. Krishnam, everything. Tesham, for them. Vibho, O omnipotent one. Samuchita, appropriate. Bhavata, your. Samaja, association. Pumsa, of a man. Striya, and woman. Cha, and. Ratayo, who are attracted to each other in mutual, lust. Sukha dukhino, who experience material happiness and distress. Na, not. Translation. You are the embodiment of all human goals and are yourself the final aim of life. Desiring to attain you, O all-powerful Lord, intelligent persons abandon everything else. It is they who are worthy of your association. Not men and women absorbed in the pleasure and grief resulting from their mutual lust. Purport. Here Queen Rukmini refutes that Lord Krishna's statement in text 15. Yayo Ratma Samam Vittam Jainmesh Varya Kriti Bhava Tayor Vivaho Maitricha Notama Dhamayo Kvachit. Marriage and friendship are proper between two people who are equal in terms of their wealth, birth, influence, physical appearance and capacity for good progeny, but never between a superior and an inferior. In fact, only those who have given up all such material conception of sense gratification and have taken exclusively to the Lord's loving service can understand who their real friend and companion is, Lord Sri Krishna himself. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam सागर जाता सहगणा रघुनाथांवितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण एज यूजुअल नॉट क्वालिफाइड माई सेल्फ बाय ऑल ऑफ योर ब्लेसिंग्स आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग मीनिंगफुल वी फाइंड दैट हियर इन दिस पर्टिकुलर chapter part of Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna is trying to tease Rukmini Devi and as we all have heard that nature of Rukmini Devi she doesn't get angry she is just happy content satisfied in her service to Krishna and Krishna had some desire to see her face in an agitated way in some anger or she is trying to chastise Krishna in some way but somehow that was not the nature of Rukmini Devi and just by hearing the words of Krishna She faints. Krishna, in a way, he was meaning that actually you can choose some other person. I'm not a fit candidate for you. And actually he was proposing that why don't you take divorce from me and take some other kings. And although Rukmini Devi was at that time has grown up children, She was so beautiful, like a young woman, that any earthly king or any demigod would be yearning to accept the hand of some beautiful girl like this. She doesn't have fear of option that where will I go? Q will be there for personality like Rukmini Devi. So Rukmini Devi, on hearing these words Krishna is proposing, that you choose some other person, take divorce from me. She could not digest that and she falls to the ground. In this material world also, divorce is a very painful thing, because those who are very attached to each other, especially when husband and wife, they stay for some years and very intimate exchange is there amongst each other. And for them also, divorce is a very, very painful thing. Very painful thing. And what to speak of personality like Rukmini Devi, who is eternal consort of Supreme Lord Narayan. How painful it is for thinking about taking a divorce or staying with some other man. And naturally, out of her love, she fainted. Rukmini Devi is satisfied in her seva only. She doesn't want anything else from Krishna. As a devotee progresses in devotional service, he doesn't want anything from Krishna except devotional service. He is satisfied in devotional service. He is getting to serve the Lord and his devotees. He is very, very happy. That is a very advanced stage. And Rukmini Devi was completely satisfied in serving Krishna. Like we hear that opulence of Dwarka. Dwarka was so opulent city. And Rukmini Devi was the head queen amongst 16,108 queens. So much opulence Rukmini Devi was having. But she was not attached to the opulence. She was attached to Krishna. As a devotee progresses in devotional service, he is more and more attached to the service of the Lord and the Lord. Similarly, Rukmini Devi is also attached to Krishna. Rukmini Devi is in one form as Sita Devi. Sita Devi is also queen. As a daughter of Janak, she was a king, queen. And when she came, was married to Lord Ramchandra, at the time also, she was having queenly opulence. In spite of that, when Lord Ramchandra decided to leave everything and go to the forest, Sita Devi opted to go to the forest rather than enjoying the opulences of the palace. So similarly, Rukmini Devi is not attached to the opulences offered in the city of Dwarka. She is attached to Krishna and Krishna's service. And for such an exalted personality, separation from the Lord is very difficult. Actually, for advanced devotees, there cannot be separation. Even separation is also not a separation for advanced devotees. For us, separation is separation only. Suppose if we are separated from devotional service and Krishna, we are separated. We don't remember Krishna much. But for personal pure devotees, separation is actually not a separation. It is also in remembrance of Krishna. Like even if pure devotees are separated from Krishna, what they will do? They will remember Krishna. And in that remembrance, there is union is there. Like devotees are engaged in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam. So even if devotee is not engaged directly in service and he is in mood of separation, he is actually smaranam. And in smaranam, there is no difference between Krishna and his remembrance. There is no difference between Krishna and hearing. There is no difference between Krishna and kirtan. And similarly, there is no difference between Krishna and his remembrance also. So when such an exalted devotees are in separation, remembering Krishna, Krishna's full presence is manifested around them, in their heart. So for such personalities like Rukmini Devi, there cannot be any separation. Like when Uddhavji visited the land of Dwarka, and he was trying to pacify Nanda and Yashoda, and he was trying to convince them, actually, how fortunate you are that Krishna accepted your sonhood, the Supreme Personality of God has accepted your sonhood, and you rendered so many varieties of service to them. How fortunate you are. And Nanda and Yashoda, rather than acknowledging it, they were actually trying to tell him that we are the most unfortunate. Because when Krishna was present, we could not value Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they made an analogy that when somebody has got diamond and then he loses it, he is so miserable. Better is that person who doesn't have diamond. He will not be miserable. So somebody has got diamond and he misses it. He is very miserable person, and he was trying to say that we are so unfortunate. We are the most unfortunate that we lost Krishna. We lost Krishna. And actually, devotees either in union or in separation, they are remembering Krishna. And Krishna is everywhere. He is omnipotent. He is everywhere. So Krishna's presence can be felt at any place. Krishna's presence can be felt. Sometimes some neophyte devotee, maybe he may be not very comfortable with devotional service or devotees, and he may decide, I will leave Krishna, I will go someplace. But tell me, which place Krishna is not there? Krishna is there at each place. Like we find in one of the dramas they perform on Kanakadas. So Kanakadas, he was given, his spiritual master gave bananas to all the disciples and told, eat at a place where nobody is there. So everybody did their job, and Kanakadas, he brought the banana back next day. And he gave it to spiritual master. Spiritual master said, what happened? You didn't eat banana. You could have go to some remote place and you could have ate it. So he says, whichever place I visited, I found the presence of the Supreme Lord, and actually I was not alone, so I could not eat the banana. So kindly you can take back the banana. So there is no place in this creation where Krishna is not existing. Either he is existing in his spiritual energy, or he is existing in his material energy. Personalities like Rukmini Devi are so attached to Supreme Lord, which is unfathomable, which is completely unfathomable. We can't even conceive what type of attachment they have got to the Lord and the Lord's service. Rukmini Devi, just by thinking of the thought, or just by the thought, she faints to the ground. She was doing chamar seva, fanning the Lord, serving the Lord. And in that conversation, Krishna is mentioning about that. perverted reflection in this material world is that many time in household life, if sometimes wife is doing too much service, husband is thinking, now what gift she will be asking from me now? This is a perverted reflection of material world. Because in material world, people do seva or people render some seva just for some getting material benefits. That is a perverted reflection of the material world. Spiritual world is contrary. Devotees don't do seva for some benefits. They are content, satisfied. Rukmini Devi is so attached to Krishna. And their attachment cannot be described. We find that separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Jagannath Puri. So in Jagannath Puri, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he exhibited separation from Krishna. And if anyone reads the pages of Antya Leela, of how separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, so it cannot be conceived at any angle by any material man. What is the depth of that love cannot be conceived. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes it is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be rubbing his face to the wall very violently just because he is not getting Krishna. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body will be like becoming like a ball. Sometimes like a round ball like kadam of flower. He sees not Krishna, just he sees a mountain and remembers Govardhan and faints. He sees ocean, bluish water of ocean, and thinks of Yamuna and Krishna and faints. Where is his Alarnath? And just in separation from Krishna, due to his separation, even the rock starts melting. And there is still an impression on the rocks at Alarnath of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. At some times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to separation, his all bones will be away from, bones will be away from, inches away from other bones and just hanging on the skin. And this is just from separation from Krishna. The topmost separation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting in the land of Jagannath Puri. And any person cannot conceive this depth of this love. People think in this material world their love is so great. But all love is insignificant compared to the spiritual love. Spiritual love is eternal. And that's what devotees, intelligent people are hankering for. Eternal love. Something everlasting. People in this material world want to have eternal love. Many times people promise, life after life we will be just loving each other. But they don't know next life where they will be there. Husband may be in different species and wife will be in different species. So in this material world, the love has to end. But spiritual love, the love always is eternal. And that's why people actually, intelligent people, crave for that love. Many times people are surprised how somebody can renounce the world and just engage in seva. But actually, the people who are not serving the Supreme Lord, they are actually renouncing more. They are actually renouncing the pleasures of the spiritual world, they are renouncing the eternal love which is Krishna is offering to them. So devotees are actually not renouncing much. They are just renouncing some insignificant pleasure of this material world to get something which is eternal. Like one time Bhakti Charu Maharaj came. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj was making a point that devotees are most shrewd, intelligent investor, because they invest at a place which is having an eternal benefit. Like you find that people may be investing at various places. They may invest their money, they may invest their time to get fruits. Somebody gets smaller fruit, somebody may get bigger fruit, but fruit will end. But devotees invest their time at a place where they get unlimited eternal fruit. There is no end to it. And they are the most shrewd businessmen or devotees. That's what point he was making. So Rukmini Devi, who is the queen, and she is glorifying renunciates. In this verse, she is saying that how fortunate are the renunciates or devotees who have left everything and they are just engaged in your service. My dear Lord, they deserve your association. She was thinking that actually I am not deserving it. The people who have left all the treasures of this world and just serving you, they actually deserve your association, not actually me. And what people like Sukadeva Goswami or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other saintly people who have renounced everything, they talk of Rukmini Devi and Radharani. So devotees, in each other, they like to glorify. And actually they feel that other devotees are doing better than me. They are actually real gems. And as Radhana Swami Maharaj just 2 days back, he was mentioning that attachment to the Lord and devotional service are more important than actually ashram or household life or renounce order of life. For instance, Pandavas were there and they were in household life. But many renounced order of people would be coming to the house of Pandavas to get their association. Generally, like for spiritual realization, it is mentioned that householders should go to the renounced order to get actually the lessons from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But at the house of Pandavas, the reverse was happening. Many saintly people were coming to the house of Pandavas just so that they can get the association of Pandavas. They knew completely that Sri Krishna loves them so much. He has taken them as the family members only. Vidura, who has later accepted the renounced order of life. So Vidura, although he took the renounced order of life and he is doing on pilgrimage, glorifying the Lord, hearing about the glories of the Lord, and contrary to that, Pandavas are there, they are involved in household duties and state affairs. But Prabhupada says that both of their devotion is perfect. If a devotee is wrapped in thought of Krishna, then that is a litmus test that a devotee is in perfect state of consciousness. So Rukmini Devi here is glorifying people who are in renounce order of life. People in renounce order of life give away everything for the supreme treasure, and they are the most worshipable people. Those who glorify Krishna, they themselves are get glorified. People may say give up the Lakshmi Devi of this material world and want to serve Krishna. But for such people, Lakshmi Devi herself want to come and associate with such people, like Rukmini Devi is a goddess of fortune. And the power of goddess of fortune comes by the grace of Lord only. Grace of Krishna is required at all point of time. Suppose if some devotee gives a benediction to a great Vaishnava, gives benediction, okay, this will happen. And it may happen also by the blessings of great Vaishnava. But who fulfills that blessings? By the grace of Lord only. If Krishna doesn't permit that, it will not happen. See, even if personality like goddess of fortune, Rukmini Devi, is goddess of fortune, but from where the power is coming from? By the grace of Krishna. When Krishna is satisfied, he makes Rukmini Devi as goddess of fortune, one who can give benediction to everyone. Krishna's mercy. So it is all glorious to be devotee of Krishna. That is the topmost intelligent. Here Rukmini Devi says that those renunciates have make an aim in life as you only, my dear Lord. They deserve your association. So one should make Krishna as one's aim in life, that I want to achieve Lord and His service as my absolute end. Rukmini Devi in this verse she is mentioning about the material love. She is saying that, she is mentioning about actually mutual lust, which we sometimes tag as love in this material world. She is saying this in this material world, this mutual lust, which people call happiness, or people call the topmost pleasure of this world. She is saying that it yields sometime happiness, sometime distress. There is no love in this world where it yields only happiness. Sometime happiness is there, sometime distress is there. But that happiness is also temporary and illusory. It is not satisfying to the soul. So whether this material world is offering happiness or distress, actually both are actually illusory and temporary only. Not worth to live for such love of this world. We find that renunciates renounce this world, love and this world, to have the pleasure of Krishna's service. Prabhupada mentions in his first canto that many times people are frustrated in household life and they renounce it. Household life many times is so frustrating, anxiety ridden. And sometimes people renounce it. I don't want it. But such renunciation cannot be continued, because there is no spirituality is involved. Only when somebody associates with the devotees, then only his renunciation can be stabilized. If suppose somebody is not engaged in devotional service in association of Vaishnavas, his renunciation cannot be perpetual. In spite of rejecting this, again he will be tempted to offer the same thing, like pendulum. Sometimes bhog, sometimes tyag. Again after tyag, he will be attracted to bhog. So till the time he doesn't get higher taste of devotional service, he cannot have the perpetual renunciation in his heart. And perpetual renunciation can be avoided only by higher taste only, and which we can get by when Krishna is pleased. When Krishna is pleased, then he avoid taste. And with the taste, actually we can actually continue. Like we talk about many times renunciation. But actually somebody is in renounce order is in grihastha life. If a person is continued in devotional service, ultimately he'll be detached from this material world. Whichever ashram he'll be there. He'll be detached from this material world. He'll be like lotus. He'll not be affected by the surroundings. He'll be, the more he is engaged in devotional service, the more he is engaged in thoughts of Krishna, he'll be actually detached from this material world. And therefore, devotees should with determination engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. He should be determined that no, that is our sadhana. Whether taste or no taste, I have to do it. So devotees should struggle to render service to the Lord in various ways. And when Krishna is pleased, he gives taste, and due to that taste, our intelligence can be clear. And with clear intelligence we can know this world. And with clear intelligence we can know that actually there is not much tangible pleasure in this world. And due to that reason, naturally devotees are not too much attached to this world. Here Rukmini Devi is mentioning that, actually my dear Lord, you mentioned that there is no match between you and me. Suppose if some husband says to his wife that actually, I am telling of material this thing relations, that actually my dear wife, you have not chosen me as a right husband. You are so great. I am so unqualified compared to you. Wife say, I know it karke. But in this spiritual realm it is different. Especially when Rukmini Devi is there, when Krishna is belittling him, that actually I am not matched at all to you. You are such a great personality, a queen, virtuous, so beautiful, so many virtuous quality. And Rukmini Devi is thinking vice versa, that I am so unqualified, that I am no matched in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What match I am there in front of Krishna? No match at all. So she was out of humble heart, she was thinking that actually I am no match. And especially in this purport it is, in these sections it is mentioned that the marriage should be conducted amongst equals. Like it has to be equal in monetary terms, equal in social status, equal in strength and beauty. And that is the Vedic injunction for marriage. Even you find that in Vedic culture also, marriage would not happen in a very arbitrary way. We don't find that in Vedic culture, say a Vaishya or Kshatriya or Shudra man getting married to a Brahmani. Generally, you don't find any such cases. Brahman get married to a Brahmana wife, or they are allowed to get married to Kshatriya also. But you don't find Shudra man getting married to a Brahmana, Brahmani. So there are injunctions, match, proper match, so that actually the happy marriage life can be there. But here, Rukmini Devi is humbling herself and telling that actually, my dear Lord, I am not qualified in front of you. And similarly, although we are rendering devotional service, but actually we are no match in front of Krishna. Although we are yearning for eternal service to the Lord and His devotees, but actually we are very unqualified. We are really unqualified. We are subjected to three modes of material nature, and Krishna is transcendental to it, beyond it. Sometimes we are touched so much by these modes, and only solution to get free from these modes is that we have to be in touch with the transcendental, that is Krishna. And when we are in touch with Krishna, automatically the pressure of these modes will subside. That is the only way. That is the only way. Like many times we have got so much anarthas, we have got pressure from our gunas, ignorance, passion, so much. And many times we are captivated by it. And only remedy is, or most primary remedy is that chanting of the holy names. Many times people come and say that, Prabhuji, how to eradicate this? Only remedies or prominent remedies, chanting of the holy names as Yuga Dharma. Just by chanting of the holy names, this can be subdued. And of course, just by continuing to follow this process, it can be eradicated. Prabhupada mentioned in the first canto that somebody renounced the world, so they are mentioned as Dhira. But pure devotees are like Narottamas. And how to reach the stage of Narottama? Narottama means always they are engaged in service and their renunciation is stabilized. How is it possible? By persistently endeavoring. Never give up endeavor. Just by persistently endeavoring for devotional service, we are from stage of Narottama, we are elevated to the stage of Dhira, we are elevated to the stage of Narottama or Paramahansa. And at that time, these gunas which are always troubling us, no longer they will trouble us by the grace of the Lord. So, by the example of Rukmini Devi, we should know that actually we are no match in front of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And devotees in spiritual world, they have got variety of relationship with the Lord. They have got relationship in conjugal love. They have got relationship in paternal. They have got relation in Sakhyaras or Dasyaras. But even if it is Dasyaras, it is much beyond our conception. We are too small to even have that relationship with Krishna. So it is Krishna's magnanimity that He appreciates our endeavor to please Him and thus award us some relationship with Him by the grace of spiritual master. And that is the perfection of our life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I'll end here. Thank you very much. Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Krishna.